For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU soccer team is Rachel Norton, the junior forward from Moundsview, Minnesota, who went to Irondale High School. First of all, how does it feel to be going into your first home weekend undefeated?
It feels really good. I mean, we're all really excited, and we've just been looking forward to this year, all year. So,
your defense has played spectacular, and of course, your goaltenders, Anna and Kat, have only had to make a combined 4 saves. What has it been about your defense that you guys have clicked?
Well, we switched it up. Our team is really young. So, we have 2 seniors in the back that are just key, and then we have a new center back, Tia. And she just can be put anywhere, and they can all be put anywhere. They're just amazing. So, and they're all really good with their heads, so it's not going by them. So,
as a forward, what has been your offense's key to getting these 3 shutouts?
I think it's been we've been playing a lot of defense as well. We've been getting back, and we've just been really wanting it. I'm up top with 2 freshmen, and they're just working really hard. I mean, when we're freshmen, we're just like, give it your everything, like this is college, do it for your team, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, we're just playing a lot of defense and just been working really well together. So,
take us back to your first game against Crookston. You scored 2 goals. Alongside of you with the assist was a freshman, Allison Smith. What is it about these freshmen that they were able to click right away?
I think Allie came in, and she's been lifting all summer. She's top in our group, and she wants it. Like, you can tell, like, some people thought she was older because she just is more mature, and she wants it, and she's willing to, like, do it for me. You know, she's not scared, she's just confident, and she's like, let's do this, let's make it happen. So
this weekend is parents' weekend for you. Will your folks make a trip up to Bemidji for this weekend?
Oh, for sure. My parents are at every game.
That's the one great thing about soccer parents I've noticed in covering BSU soccer over the years is the crowds, the fans, the families, and dogs, of course. What is it about soccer fans that make them so different from other sport fans?
I don't know. I think soccer is like the biggest sport in the world, right? And for my team, at least, I mean, we're really good, so it probably helps. I mean, so my parents, yeah, they make it to every game, and usually everyone's parents make it to every game because, yeah, that's just how great they are, yeah.
Well, and this soccer team is more like a family than a team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know all of our parents. I mean, I know Miranda's parents, I know Kat's parents, you know, like, I just know everyone's parents, so it's fun.
It's one big happy family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this weekend, besides being Parents Weekend, you host Upper Iowa and Winona State. How much time really do you spend watching film on your opponents before a weekend like this?
We usually spend a couple hours, maybe. I mean, we watch during the week, and then we practice during the week, doing what they do during set plays and stuff like that. And then before the game, we always have like a little rundown of just what we're doing and again. So, yeah, we spend a lot of time going over what they do. So,
what do you know already about these 2 teams as they come to Bemidji this weekend?
They're good. They're always a challenge. Every year we battle with Winona and Upper Iowa. And, yeah, it'll be a challenge. So we're ready, though.
What's it going to take to beat them?
Everything. It takes everything. I mean, even when we played Crookston and Michigan Tech in Northern Michigan, it took everything. I mean, in Northern Michigan, they had at least 9 girls behind the ball at all times. And it was a battle, but we'll get there. We'll do it.
Rachel, good luck this weekend and the rest of the way. Thanks so much.
Thanks.